Welcome back for part two of our conversation with Rose Ceccarelli on green and red flags that recruiters want to see.
Exactly. And you know, you also want them to be able to visualize how can you work in their organization.
Yes.
So when you're giving a specific of a project that you did or a task and how you completed it and what the outcome was, adding numbers, adding specific examples, they can be like, oh, okay, John, I see why I want to have you in our company because I know that you did this, this, and that.
Yes. That numbers. Oh, I love numbers. Whenever I see numbers
Yes.
on a resume, that makes sense. Don't just throw numbers in, but if you have numbers of like, I did this and this was the numbered result, it increased by this much. I brought in this much revenue, whatever it is. It's like, oh, I can see what you did and it's so beautiful. So the other
Yes.
thing that, oh, sorry.
Oh,
Go
I'm
ahead.
so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. There's
No.
one other tidbit, which is a nice trick that I would love to tell everybody is get
Yes.
that job description of what you're applying to, memorize it, have that in your brain. And then from there, you'll be able to remember the job description and relate to your own experience that you can talk about when it comes to the job. So that way, the person that you're interviewing is like, oh, okay. So you're putting it in their own terms, the language they understand, and it shows you did your research. Sorry about that, John. Go
Yeah,
ahead.
no. That I thank you so much for cutting me off and telling us that, because I've never heard that before. And I love that idea of like memorize it, because if it's already memorized, it's kind of in that subconscious brain of like, oh, I'm already in that brain space. I'm already thinking about this stuff. I should be thinking about this stuff. So that is all of the little tips and tricks that you have. We will take them and we will eat them up.
Thank you. I
The
hope so. We
other.
want to get you all that job.
Yes. The other aspect that we wanted to talk about is internships. How important are internships and what sort of internships should students focus on? Is there a specific type? What should we be focusing on?
Yes. Yeah, so internship is my middle name. We've had a great partnership with USC for years, and we've had interns within our own organization. So when you are in school or even when you graduate, you know, alumni can also get internships. You want to, of course, try to have an internship position, perhaps in the field that you would like to look into. Or traditionally, there are some students that tell us they want an internship to test out the water, see what role they want in case they don't know. But that is the foundation of your resume in school. If let's say you're not able to have another kind of position or a job, although the majority of internships are paid. So, you know, maybe some people feel that, oh no, how am I going to do that if I'm not getting paid? Most are for credit, but your internship is going to be the work experience on your resume. So once you graduate, and I always give the example, I went into journalism after college, wondering how am I going to get that job? It was because of my internships in school that I was able to land my first job. Because in my interview, I said, not only do I have my degree, but I have four internships that was work experience. And remember, everyone, we're tying it back in again. What I did in my internship, and mind you, internships are not just getting coffee. You have tasks and projects, and a lot of companies will give you a project that they implement. That is what you tell the person that's interviewing you in order to get your job. And maybe your internship will hire you. Chances are that they want to make sure that they know who they bring on, and they might even hire you there.
Yes. That is a fantastic thing that a lot of students may know about, may not know about, is it is a foot in the door. It might not start as a foot in the door, but it can be of, oh, we know John. We know John. We worked with him before. We want to work with him again. We now have a position. And and this is a plug for all of you getting internships, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Rose, but this is incentive for you to do really well at your internship. Because if you do really, really well, it can turn into, oh, we want to keep John or Rose. We don't want to lose them. So maybe initially we didn't have a position, but now we can always have an additional, whatever the job title is. We'll put them in because they were so good at the job. They were so active and engaging, and they were looking for work, and they were doing all of those good things. It can turn into jobs. Now, I don't want to say that to guarantee that if you have an internship, you're going to get a job in that company, but it can happen. So
100%. And if there's one takeaway from, me being here to tell you all anything, is any job you take, given a temporary position, an internship position, contract work, all of those go into it thinking that this is the permanent job that you are going to be doing. Because as you mentioned, John, in my own department in my company, I hired our intern last year, made up a position for him in my department, and he now works for us full time because he shined in his internship position. So you
yes.
never know what each one of these will give you.
Yes, 100%. And kind of tying into these get internships, get them, eat them up. How important, I should say, are leadership roles?
Very important because if, let's say, for example, on your organization, you're on the board or any area, even within, your classes with your professors or anything, if you even you're a resident advisor, anything you are doing when you are a student is your resume being built.
Yes.
So if someone is really aiming to say, there's a specific industry and a specific job that I really, really want, but what am I going to do when I'm in school? Intern, volunteer. We haven't talked so much about volunteering. That's another
Yeah.
great way to show leadership. And I'm sure, Don, you've spoken to students about volunteering and that importance as well.
Yes. It kind of ties into something we were talking about earlier in our conversation of a lot of times students only think of, oh, I can only talk about in my interview or on my resume, my work or my internship experience. No, let's throw in volunteering, let's throw in clubs. And a lot of organizations, they want you to stay with their organization. They want you to go up that ladder in their organization. And so something that is going to show that is leadership, any sort of leadership, running a group project, having some sort of leadership position, even if it's for a semester or two in some sort of club. Leadership shows that you can manage people. So if you can manage your peers, you can go into an organization and you can talk to their customers. Leadership is so versatile, and it is something that I feel is super important. Am
I
I
couldn't
correct in
agree
saying
with
that?
you more. I couldn't agree with you more. And remember, everyone, once you have these stories under your belt, it also helps the interview process flow a lot easier because you have tidbits to share and you can mention how specific areas. And I'm so happy you mentioned even projects. If you're leading a project within a group, anything that showcases what you can contribute to a company, all of that matters.
Yes, 100%. Well, Rose, unfortunately, we are getting to the end of our time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Is there any final words of wisdom or anything in particular you would like to plug before we end today?
Yes, of course. And thank you so much. It was my pleasure. The most important takeaway I want you all to have is go into your interview, go into your resume with a level of confidence, showcase yourself. I guarantee you what you can bring to the table will really benefit the company that you're looking for. And remember, confidence shows the eye contact, how you're sitting, standing, and how you really speak. Sell yourself because you deserve it. And you have a lot of great tools out there, and use your counselors, use all the programs on your campuses. And I think that wraps it up.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a specific topic or question you would like addressed, please fill out the online form at the bottom of the Ask John page. I want to answer your questions. That's why we're doing this whole thing. For more career information, please visit us at dornsife.usc.edu career pathways and follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to ask John.